You sure you don't need a fridge for the dorm, Jades? I have one. It's a really good fridge. Cools 6-pack of soda. Yeah, if you need it, just let me know, okay? Just give me a holler. I've got it for you. 6 minutes. Oh, sorry. We're on the air. 6 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show. Today is my last day of doing the whole show for just 2 hours. I just like messing with people. We're relaunching the whole show. We're going to go 3 hours beginning Monday. We're going to start at 11 o'clock. We're going 11 to 2. Kind of some rearranging here at the station with our programming. Good Morning NoCo, our killer morning show. They've just been doing a fantastic job. People can't get enough of it, so they're going to go 4 hours, 6 to 10. Clark and the coach aren't going anywhere either. You just heard Clark live from the Weld County Fair. Did a fantastic job out there. They're going to be 10 o'clock to 11, and then I'll jump on 11 to 2. We're going to have live and local programming, news, sports, entertainment for you from 6 a.m. to 2 o'clock. So excited for that. Great times ahead. We've got so many things in the fire to be talking about today. I'm going to be joined by Kevin Marshall of FCS Nation. And Jades, you are not going to like where your UNC Bears are picked as far as the preseason picks from coaches and media. You're not going to like it. Can you give me a guess where you think the coaches poll has UNC? All the coaches in the Big Sky voted on UNC to finish where out of, what, 12 teams?
10.
They got tied for 11th because Idaho State received 19 votes. Northern Colorado received 19 votes. So basically tied for last place.
So basically 10.
Yes, basically. Media poll has UNC at 11th ahead of Idaho State. So, I mean, if you're going off of last year, that's what you're going to say. You're going to look at UNC and say, I didn't see it. I mean, defensively, I think they're going to be good, but you have reason to be skeptical. However, the schedule's much easier. We're going to talk to our friend Kevin Marshall, who hosts a weekend show, all things FCS football, that will be airing on the weekends here once we get into football season late August. He's going to be on to talk specifically about the Big Sky Conference, kind of what he's feeling, what he's seeing out there. So I'm excited to talk to him. We were slated to get Tim Cassidy, senior AD of the football staff. Jay Norvell hired this kind of overseer of the football program. I mean, that's this guy, Tim Cassidy, great guy. We're going to get him on next week. So we were slated to have him on today, but no go. We're going to do that next week. We're also going to have Joe Parker on the program next Friday to talk about his contract extension. So it's going, Jade's. CSU football camp starts Friday, next Friday. And I'm told that the practices are going to be like at 7 in the morning. And that is... I love that. A lot of my media friends are like, oh, that sucks. I'm an early guy. I'm an early morning kind of guy. So I cannot wait to see what happens on that side of things. Jades, shall we? I know you don't want to get to the ugly, but we have to get to it. The good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. Well, the good for me is defensively yesterday at training camp. You heard a lot about Patrick Surtain and Justin Simmons just lighting it up. Patrick Surtain makes a play on the ball. Cortland Sutton's above Surtain, and it looks like he's going to get the catch easy. Surtain comes underneath him, puts his hands through, drives it through in between the hands, knocks that ball. It was a killer play. Patrick Surtain, man, is the real freaking deal. He is a building block for the Broncos, but also Justin Simmons. They're trying to go away from Simmons on one of the plays. Russell Wilson with a beautiful ball downfield. Out of nowhere comes Justin Simmons. Here's head coach Nathaniel Hackett talking about Simmons and the defensive aggressiveness yesterday.
You know, I haven't gone against him a lot in since about 3 years ago. So, you know, it showed up, shows up at times at my OTAs and stuff like that. But, like, that one right there was pretty dramatic. So I think if we were actually trying to pick on somebody else, and then he came over and helped out.
We want to finish that there, Jace. I always when he said, "Hey, we were actually," my brain went to, you remember Shermer from last year? We were actually trying to throw incompletions. In this case, Nathaniel Hackett's like, we're actually trying to go away from Justin Simmons to pick on somebody else. Simmons comes out of nowhere and makes a play. Dude, what is the phrase? Sharpen steel? I don't know. That's what's going to happen. Russell Wilson's going to be bringing it. Justin Simmons is going to get better from it. I'm ready for the Broncos season to get going. The bad. How about this Kyler Murray story? So they put it in his contract that he had to study more for 4 hours. Kyler Murray comes out and he's pissed about it. Calls out, you know, what's a individual press conference about it. Almost offended about the whole deal. And then they come back and said, you know what? We'll just take it out of there. How did that get out in the first place, though? You can get contract numbers out all the time. It happens. But how did that little detail get out to the media? I'm not a big, like, Kyler Murray is kind of falling out of favor with me. But I'm also looking at the organization. Why would you release that? You don't want that on either side. It's a bad look by Arizona. And the ugly Jades. Oh, my goodness. The Dodgers beat the Rockies 13-0. They missed the extra point. So they didn't end up winning 14-0. But wow. Unreal. What did I tell you yesterday, Jades? I said I was on Rockies Rundown, too, with Tanner Schwint. And I said they have to... I mean, anything other than tying this series, it's over. Is that it? Was that officially it last night? I mean, can we officially say that kind of loss is the one that just absolutely does you in? Urania was terrible. I don't know if he's even going to come back as a starter in the starting rotation for this team. You had, what, Servin was pitching, the catcher's pitching, throwing 75 mile per hour. It's just lasers there. He gets out of the inning, though. He gets a double play. That's one of those cases, though, Jades, where they're just throwing it. Please don't hit this. Just hit it high. Let's get out of here. Both teams are like, let's just throw guys that don't pitch out there. Alberto was in, and he's throwing 68 mile per hour. I mean, that was bad. Is this it for your Rocks? You're decked out in Rockies gear. Is that kind of like going to a funeral today for you, Jades?
No, it's all about the bounce back day, right? We gotta see what happens. I don't think it's the end. I think
it's not the end.
I don't think so. I think today is going to be a telltale sign, depending on how they respond.
Well, I can agree with you because I said it's still this series. You're down 0-1 in the series. You come back and split it, fine. Then I'm willing to come back on Monday and say I don't see the Rockies getting too aggressive. But this is it. These three games against one of the best teams in baseball. That's it.
Oh, for sure. And after last night's game, I think we'll see how much fight this team really has in them.
I think you're right. I mean, what do you got? Chad Kuhl going to the mound tonight? Is that right? I believe so.
I believe so, yeah.
And, you know, it's probably not going to happen. And that's the thing. I'm not really optimistic about it, but I said what I said on Wednesday, that this series is it. If you do anything other than at least split in this series, it's game over. And now you're with the Rocks. You got to win two of these next three against the Dodgers. In my mind, they're probably going to be looking to move some guys out of here. My guess is that's, you know, Bill Schmidt is probably on the phone right now trying to figure this thing out. All right, we're not gonna talk too much about that. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Now, this was coming up on national media yesterday with ESPN and everything. What would you do? You got Russell Wilson for this year and next year. But you know he's going to demand top-tier money. You know, Aaron Rodgers is making $50 million a year. Isn't that nuts that we're there? Kyler Murray now with that $46 million. You know Russell's going to be up there. Right now, he's tied for ninth with Kirk Cousins at $35 million a year, 4 years, for that four-year $140 million contract. He's got two more years on that contract. The poll question today is, should the Broncos go ahead and just re-sign him now? Or do they wait? And if the answer is do you wait, do you stand any kind of chance where maybe Russell doesn't like that? Now, George Payton talked about it and said he's great friends with Russell's agent. They're all good. You know, they want to have Russell here. They're all, it's going to get done. Let me just say this. It is going to get done. But I suppose if it's going to get done, would you wait? Why would you wait? Should you just go for it? And then, of course, that's the side that's saying no would say, well, let's see how he does this year. And then is there any part of your brain where it goes, what if he lights it up even more? And then he's going to want even more. I mean, is Russell going to be the guy that demands the next highest contract? I mean, you tell me. Is he better than Derek Carr? Who would you rather have, Derek Carr or Russell Wilson, on your team right now? Probably Russ, right? Well, Derek Carr is tied for seventh, $40 million a year, four-year, $160 million. Or excuse me, $124 million, three-year deal. Josh Allen's above him, Patrick Mahomes. Deshaun Watson is the third highest paid quarterback. I guess I said, why wait? Why not just go all in? Just get him signed up, be done with it, and away we go.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best course of action. But the good news is if you do wait, you now have an owner who can afford the contract.
That's very true. But afford it or not, it's going to happen. But you want to be careful, because what are we seeing with the trends here? The top paid teams. Now, when you look at these teams, okay, Aaron Rodgers makes sense. He makes everybody better. Kyler Murray, though. The problem with that contract, obviously there's a lot more to that contract than we first, you know, I don't trust Kyler Murray now, do you? I mean, he called that press conference, you know what he was doing. He used it to call out his team for putting that stipulation in his contract. Now he's your highest paid guy, and it's going to be hard to pay other guys. That's the thing that we talk about here, is with the salary cap, which some people think just do away with the salary cap in the NFL. I don't think so. I like the salary cap. But it's more or less a, not that you can't afford him, not that you don't want him to be your quarterback. If you sign Russell to these monster deals, then you have to start looking at who you can keep down the road. Patrick Surtain and Javonte Williams are rookies. They're going to be on the rookie contract for what, this year, next year. They'll be able to be up for an extension at the end of next season. But do you look at this situation and say, are you going to be able to sign a lot of these other pieces down the road? And that's what you have to weigh. That's what the Patriots and Tom Brady were so good at. Tom never was. I mean, when was Tom Brady ever the highest paid quarterback in the league? Was that ever even a thing? He's, you know where he ranks right now, Jades? Can you take a guess? Where Tom Brady, who we all agree is the GOAT, and I think we all still agree is at least top three. You know where he's ranked as far as quarterback salaries? Just throw a number at me.
Is it like, my guess would be like around 8, because he took a pay cut too.
16th. He's at 16th. He's behind Jimmy Garoppolo.
But he took that pay cut for Gronk. So I'm curious to know where that, how do you have gotten
and again,
full salary?
Yes, these deals, like, they take pay cuts, but there's ways for them to make it back that don't count against the salary cap. Like, they put, hey, get this amount of touchdowns, get us to the playoffs, do this, and then you get that money back. But either way you want to slice it, Brady has always taken some kind of a pay cut so that the Patriots can even out their roster. Now, sometimes you see teams, like with the Packers, I have no reason to believe that Aaron Rodgers, all that money is going to good use, because Rodgers, I think, can make average play. I think he is one of those Peyton Manning type players. I think he can make average receivers look really, really good. I do. I believe that. Is Kyler Murray that guy? I like watching Kyler Murray. I do. But if I'm Arizona today, I'm starting to feel really bad about that contract extension. Or contract extension. Well, look at the Browns. don't even get me started there. Patrick Mahomes obviously got his deal. I think the Chiefs still feel pretty good about that. The Bills feel pretty good about their deal. $43 million, six-year, $258 million contract with Josh Allen. But that's the thing. Matt Stafford and Kirk Cousins are all making... Jared Goff, hell, man. I mean, he's making more. Because what did I tell you last week? Why it's probably a good idea to sign Kyler. And I did say this last week. I'm just saying, I bet they have a little buyer's remorse. But that's how desperate teams are in this league to have a quarterback. Kyler Murray is good. And in some ways, he's electric. But is he Josh Allen, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, or Patrick Mahomes? No. But he's better than the alternative, right? Finding that guy is tough. And I think, obviously, Arizona thinks they have their guy. Because this league is pretty cut and dry. You either have your quarterback or you don't. teams do not want to do what Seattle's doing. And that's Drew Locke and Geno Smith. That's what you want to stay away from. And it maybe 10, 15 years ago, that wasn't as a big a deal. It was like, okay, let's just see what these guys have. Let's grow. Teams are impatient now. They're not willing to really wait it out and see and build up on a guy. They want to have that guy now. And I think you're seeing that with the contracts. But Russell's a proven quarterback. He's a proven commodity that's been doing it at a high level for a very long time now. Noob texting, and when you have to tell us about your work ethic, there is something wrong with your work ethic. Yeah, what's the old adage? Show, don't tell. Your English teacher probably told you that when you're writing stuff. Show, don't tell. And, you know, there was an old saying from Benjamin Franklin. Said it's not enough to tell people that you work hard. You need to show people that you work hard. You need to show it. Well, clearly Kyler Murray hasn't been showing it. Dude, the cat's out of the bag with Murray, isn't it? He doesn't study. He says he does. He kind of did this under the table like, hey, I'm flattered that you guys think I could be this good in the league without studying. It's not for everybody. Not every talented quarterback does it. So the cat's out of the bag with him. But what do you think? Do you go ahead and just sign this contract, get it done sooner rather than later with Russell Wilson? Because there's always the if, right? There's the maybe Russ is really good. Maybe his weapons aren't there. Maybe him and Nathaniel Hackett don't click. Who knows? I mean, right now, it's like I said, it's a honeymoon phase. Nathaniel Hackett's winning everybody over. He's trash-talking with Kareem Jackson. Like, they are going at it out there. Everybody loves this guy right now. But I'm just saying, there's cases where you think you have your guy, and maybe because at that point in time you didn't believe in him at that stage, they look at it and go, well, why didn't you sign me then? You didn't show any faith. Now you got 2 years. The smart move would be to see what happens this season. But like I'm saying, what if the season goes by and Russ is fantastic, but everybody else around him is kind of like, eh. And then you get to that point where negotiations get a little bit tougher. Plus, the number's only going to go up. So if you're looking at the salary cap and you're saying, hey, we got guys, because you're going to have Patrick Surtain and Javonte Williams to sign by the time Russell Wilson's contract extension is actually up, right? So these numbers that I'm reading off to you right now, $50 million a year, $46 million a year, $45 million, $43. I mean, is it fair to say we're going to be looking at it in 2 years going $58 million a year, $55 million a year, $50 million a year? Or maybe 50 is the low end. That's how fast it's gone. It wasn't that long ago Derek Carr had the best contract in all of sports, in all of NFL. He was the highest paid quarterback. And now he sits at sixth. Because all these guys have passed him up and they're great. And then you go, okay, well, Derek Carr set the market. Patrick Mahomes now set the market. Now Aaron Rodgers has reset the market again. So very interesting times. Tell me what you think. Go vote at theholeshow.com, the Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Should the Broncos extend Russell Wilson's contract ASAP? Get it done now. Sooner rather than later. Because it's only going to go up. 66% of the hooligans say no. There is a disbelief about him, isn't there? Are you getting that vibe? There's a contingency of Broncos country out there that's still like, I don't know about this guy. Peyton Manning could post a picture of him in his vehicle and his jersey and people would go nuts. What is it about Russell Wilson that's just a little bit different than what Peyton Manning? Dude, Peyton Manning could do anything and people loved it. There was really no negatives about the guy.
Well, and if you can lock him up now and get him for a discounted price, if things don't work out, you're more likely to have a worthwhile trade than having an overpaid quarterback. I mean, a lot of teams are going to admire having a quarterback that's paid a reasonable amount rather than way overpaid.
And that's a good point, too, because if you do get to the point where you're stuck, those contracts are like Jimmy Garoppolo's contract. That's going to be tough to move, isn't it? I mean, he's still a decent quarterback, but you got to trade that contract away. And you look at Russell's stats. A lot has been made about his stats that he's been declining over the last few years. Where? Show me. Show me his numbers. You know, last year, 3,100 yards, okay. But I think they all saw the writing on the wall. The year before that, 4,000 yards, 40 touchdowns. The year before that, 4,100 yards, 31 touchdowns. The year before that, 34. A little down in 2018. But, I mean, it's not like his numbers have taken a drastic dip. So, I mean, I believe that Russell is the guy long term. You might as well do it now before that number goes to 55 to 60. I mean, that's where we're going. Do you see any signs of this slowing down? I don't think so. 26 minutes after the hour. It is a Friday. We are rocking and rolling here. Cannot wait to get to our interview with Kevin Marshall of FCS Nation, an amazing guy. And is it panic time for the UNC Bears? I mean, the coaches' poll doesn't believe in him. The media poll doesn't believe in him. Do you believe in him? That's the question. 26 minutes after the hour, we're live from the Allo Communications studios on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Our last two-hour show. We jumped this thing to 3 hours starting up on Monday. Cannot wait. Thanks for being with us, Hooligans, for the ride. Let's ride, as Russell Wilson will say. We'll be right back.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Just 32 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. You know, it's a cool thing, man. We're going to be moving to 3 hours starting on Monday, so you can hear the whole show beginning at 11. We actually started the show when we began the program, a variation of this program, years ago. It was 11 to 1. That was when the show was. Then we moved 12 to 2. Now we're going to take over that 11 spot again. 11 to 2 o'clock. We are going 3 hours every single weekday, and it is the long-term plan. So cannot wait for that. And it's because of A&A, listeners and advertisers that make this thing work. Our sponsors that have been with this program, that are new to this program, whatever. And then our listeners supporting the program and supporting these businesses. So I say this a lot. You know, if you like live and local programming, support the businesses that you hear helping support the live and local programming. One of those that's near and dear to my heart, this business has been with us since we started the show back in the variation of it. It was a different name, different stuff, different team. On the Rocks Liquor. They have been with me through thick and thin. They stuck with us through the very difficult times of COVID, and we just thank them beyond compare. On the Rocks Liquor brings us our game beer of the week every week. This one's from Colorado Native Brewing, an amber lager. So if you're driving around, you know, Highway 34, 47th Avenue, and you think you're going to pick something up for the weekend, or you want to try these tastings that they do every single Friday and tomorrow, Saturday, stop by On the Rocks and just say, hey, thanks for keeping live and local programming going. Sports talk for a Northern Colorado fan. We're talking Broncos. We're talking Nuggets, Avs, Rockies, absolutely. But we're also talking CSU. We're talking UNC. We're talking CU. We're Wyoming, even Air Force. You're not going to get a lot of radio stations and a lot of radio shows that are going to talk about all of it throughout this great state of ours. So thanks to On the Rocks Liquor. They got a free tasting going on this Friday. Today, it is Friday, Jades. The good folks from Tivoli Beer will be on hand for tastings. And then tomorrow, they got 4 to 7 free tastings from the World Whiskey Society. So a business that just gets it done. John and Tony, the owners, husband and wife duo, running that place for years now. And we just thank them so much for their contribution to this program, keeping it rolling and live and local for so many years, and now allowing us an opportunity to even bring more of the whole show to you for 3 hours. That's On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration On the Rocks. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Jades, we got our fantasy football battle coming up. It's coming. We got the belt. We're going to get the belt going again. Dixon is the reigning champ. He is the arch nemesis of the show. He has the belt. Can somebody win this thing? Can somebody take it back? We'll have a new belt. We make a new belt every year. But who can become the new champ? Could be you. It's free to enter. all the bragging rights. It's a blast, man. We have five. So I know we got a couple of Hall of Famers in. Holyoke became a Hall of Famer, by the way. He has been a part of the program now, so he's in. I know Noob's in. We got another one in. I'm going to make this one easy right now, okay? We're going to go caller number 7 on the First Advantage hotline. Caller 7. This is no cost. We do it through ESPN. It's very low maintenance. It's as much as you want it to put into it. And if you want the belt, you got to bring it. You want this belt. I mean, it's an expensive, snazzy-looking belt. A couple hundred bucks is what this thing is, man. It's beautiful. Put that up in your man cave. Wear it around. Go to the clubs in it. I don't care. Go to church in it. Caller number 7 on the First Advantage hotline. Right now, you get in. I need your email address and your first name. 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. Seattle Seahawks making moves. DK Metcalf signs a big deal. We'll talk about that. What it means for a former Denver Bronco, we'll discuss 36 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans. And you're listening to The Whole Show. Wait, The Whole Show? What is this, a show about boats? Anyway, it's here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Forty-one minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Do want to shout out to Weldworks. Today's the day. Every single Friday, they have a new beer release for you at noon. So 41 minutes ago, they just released another beer, dialed in beer that you're absolutely going to love. Good day to sit out on that patio, too, in downtown Greeley. They also have the Annex. Now they've got dialed in food, and I always mention it. I just suggest that double cheeseburger. It's so freaking good. I don't know that I've had a better one. It's so good. That's Weldworks in downtown Greeley. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. You can get at us on the hotline as well. We did get a winner there, so we're it's filling up fast. We're doing two teams of 10. So if you're not in on our fantasy football challenge, your chance to win the belt, then you're going to miss out. So just be listening for opportunities to get in our fantasy football challenge coming up. You can always call 970-353-1310. Text in on the show, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. DK Metcalf signs his deal. It was a contract. It was a hold-in is what they were calling it. It was a two-day hold-in. They lucked because he wasn't holding out. He knew it was going to happen. Can you believe he's only 24? 24 years old. Oh, we got the Lonster up? What's up, Lonster?
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Hey, Dugan. Hey, early welcome to the new show there.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, bumping up to 3 hours starting on Monday. So live and local content, 6 to 2 o'clock, and then, of course, pairing that with our game coverage. It's going to be fantastic.
I'll tell you what, it don't get better than that.
You know, it doesn't, my man. And I appreciate you, all of our listeners that are chiming in and getting involved. And, of course, Lonster, can't do it without you, my man.
Well, you know what, I can't do it without listening to you guys either, you know.
Well, what's on your mind today, my friend?
Hey, on this Russell Wilson thing, I'd say go ahead and sign the guy.
Just get it done, right?
Really, yeah. And it's like all these people picking on this guy. Give this guy a break here.
What is that about? I don't understand it. He's corny. He's wearing his Broncos jersey to the camp. He's driving a big vehicle. Like, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm. That's what I could. Well, you know what he did here the other day? I was listening to one of the stations in Denver before I started listening to you guys.
One of the enemies, yes. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, mm-hmm. One of your competition.
Yeah, yeah. You know? It's okay.
And
I forgive you.
I'm glad somebody does. And they were out there early in the morning doing their training camp coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And what does he do? He pulls in, and they weren't sure if they were going to get him on the air, but sure enough, he came up and got on the air with them.
And that's the thing. Like, I went to a Nuggets game a few months back, and he's in the front row. He's there with his wife, and, you know, he's doing all the interviews. He's throwing footballs to fans. He's having a great time. And a lot of guys are like, I can't be bothered with this. Leave me alone. I want to sit here. Russell's not that guy. He's all over the place. And yet, we're trying to nitpick and find things to go at. If, you know what? If he struggles on the football field, all right, there we go. We can go in. If he says something stupid and offends people, I get it. But he's not that guy.
No, he's not. And then what do you do with that? You say health thing with that little thing he did Monday, that little promotion thing?
Oh, I didn't even hear about it. But I know, like, working with health and children's hospital, I know that all that stuff is near and dear to him.
Mm-hmm. But he also did another project with one of their hospitals there in Denver.
Yeah, well, he's all about that, man. I mean, everything that I've read about the guy in Seattle, that's what you'll hear, is he very much gives back. He is out and about in the community all the time. And, I mean, what more do you want from a leader for your football team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really. I mean, what do you more want from this guy?
I don't know. It's bizarre to me. And our poll question's kind of crazy today. I mean, a lot of people are saying, no, they shouldn't extend him. I mean, my thing is, price is only going to go up for Russell, and I'm going to play a prediction game. I think he's going to be great. I think he's going to be a top-tier quarterback, or he is a top-tier quarterback in my mind, and I think he's going to continue living up to that expectation.
And I did, too. And I see some good wins coming out of this season, too.
What did you say? I forgot. What was your prediction? Did you give us one?
You know, I haven't. I'm going to go on the limb here.
Okay, go for it.
11-6.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. I think a lot of the hooligans, you guys must be listening to the show, because that's where I'm sitting. Although I might raise it to 12, because I might have them beating the 49ers now.
You know what? Long as they can beat the Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs, I can go for it no matter what.
I think they're going to sweep the Raiders, and I think they're going to split with the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
But
I do, too.
We'll break
really.
The streak at least.
Yeah,
that'll
really. Lisa, yeah, get the Raiders, get the monkey off our back with these two teams here a little bit.
All right, Lonster, what's the Friday dish, man? What's for lunch today?
All right, I went and got me a spicy chicken sandwich and some macaroni and cheese.
Where'd you get it?
Kentucky Fried.
Oh, the spicy chicken sandwich from, there you go, man. That was
yeah.
That's fantastic.
Oh, it was delicious, too.
Well, good for you, my friend. Lonster, appreciate you, my man. And we'll talk at you at 11 on Monday.
You know what? That sounds like a plan.
All right, my man. There he is. Lonster. Lunch with Lonnie. Love that. Just another great. Now, that's a Hall of Famer right there. That's another Hall of Famer. We have a lot of Hall of Famers that listen to this program, and that's certainly one of them. And I love all of our Hall of Famers. People always ask, too. They're like, how do you become a Hall of Famer? Because if you're a hooligan if you listen to the show. If you just listen to the show, that's you're a hooligan. You're already a part of that group. But we have an elite group here of Hall of Famers. And that's the regulars. That's the texters, the regular commenters, the Twitter people, the Facebook people, the text line people, the voters, the guys that go to a vote on our website polls all the time. Those are the Hall of Famers that get involved. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Jade's, the Drew Locke Geno Smith battle that you didn't think you cared about is heating up. Drew Locke was throwing it to those little target thingies. You know, the little nets with the holes in them? He was just freaking, I almost cussed, just lasering them, man. Oh, that's all I need to see. Sign the Seahawks up. Drew Locke is getting the first snaps with the Seahawks. He's going to win this job, Jades. And he's going to do something here. He's going to do, you don't like that. You don't like that. No, there's so much Drew Locke hate.
No, you're just the only person in the entire world who cares about this quarterback race.
You got to see him those lasers, bro. They were going in that net. I mean, I know that nobody was rushing him, but what the hell was I? I thought he was an alien from outer space. I've never seen anybody aim like that. It was unreal.
Maybe that's what the Broncos receiver should have worn with some nets. Maybe he would have completed a couple passes.
There it is. Oh, yeah, I saw the comments there. Wait till he has a pass rush and freaks out and... I'm just saying that it'll be interesting to see what he does with a coach that's not a defensive guy, that doesn't just watch the defense the whole time. I mean, Vic Fangio last year, hey, are you paying attention to the quarterback battle? No, I was over with the defense. Again, this quarterback battle is pretty important to the future of this team. Shouldn't you be there overanalyzing that thing? And then the very next day he was there. Thanks to the media, Vic Fangio was paying attention to his quarterback battle. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Can I read this one on the air? I think I can. Sheriff Brady, I like that. That's a good one. This is from my man Greg, who's been a long time Hooligan, longtime Hall of Famer. If I'm not a Hall of Famer, no one is. I've been with you longer than John and Tony and everybody else. I'm a freaking legend in my own mind. Love the show, as always. P.S., are you ever going to play golf at the club? Greg, I suck at golf. I'm just going to embarrass you, but I will do it. I will do it at one point. Maybe not a full game. We'll just go out and we'll launch some golf balls. You think I'm coming out of retirement?
Yeah, is that your official announcement that you're already done?
If anybody could get me out of retirement, it would be my man Greg. Greg's been such a long-term time listener, and he's been begging to get me to go golfing, I think because he just wants to make fun of me, to be real honest with you.
All right, Tommy Bones.
Okay, I'm coming back. I was out for 4 days. Maybe I'm coming back. There you go. I love it. I want to hear from our hooligans today, the Hall of Famers out there. Noob, if you would have just cussed today, my... not only have been the last two-hour show, it might have been the last whole show for good, LOL. That's why we have Jade's on the other side. You know where the dump button is, right? He's pointing to. We got the dump button there. We're good. 12:50 the time. I want to hear from the Hall of Famers. You guys have made it possible for us to go another hour because you've been wanting this. You know, you've been wanting to join in on the show for 3 hours. We've got you covered. So shoot us a text, 888-530-0043. We're taking a quick break. When we come back, we get today in the NFL. We're going to get to my man Lamar Jackson. We're excited for that. Kevin Marshall from FCS Nation, too. The Bears are picked to finish pretty much near the basement. How do you feel about that? We'll take a quick break. We're live from the Aller Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA.
The insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, current NFL wide receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
There he is. We're talking about Hall of Famers coming in. Shooting us a text on our last day of the whole show for 2 hours. Dixon says, what's up, bruh? There he is. Of course, right? That's the way Dixon operates. He is the arch nemesis of the show. He's a Chiefs diehard. He hates John Elway. He disagrees with, I think, would you say 90% of what I have to say? I would say so. And he's also the reigning fantasy football, whole show fantasy football champion. You think
you're being
you can
generous
beat him?
Today with that 90%.
Oh, maybe it's 99. I mean, when he does agree with me, then I have to check my compass, my moral compass, because I'm like, oh, I just agreed with Dixon. I have to go change. I have to go be somebody else, man. I gotta look in the mirror here. But he is the reigning champ. And if you want to compete with this, you think you could take him, Jade? You're going to be in it this year. You're a fantasy guy. You're a fantasy football guy.
Yeah, I'm taking it from him. You got to put me in the same division as him.
Well, all you got to do is win the championship and then have more points. So get a lot of points.
Yeah, but I want to be in the same division. That way when I go head-to-head.
Okay. Well, maybe. We'll see what happens there. We'll see. I believe in you. All right. If you guys want to, should we take another one? We need another fantasy football sign up right now. It's free to get in. We do it through ESPN. It's party time. Think you can take the belt from Dixon? Don't worry, Dixon. You get to keep your belt. It's just a new belt. It's kind of WWE. Caller number 4, 970-353-1310, 970-353-1310, second hour of the whole show, coming up next.